This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. When Leslie J. Prier, 50, a married mother of two, doesn't show up for work, a co-worker calls husband Carl Prier and the Maryland police. Officers find dried blood, a knocked-over table, and a moved rug in the foyer. Leslie's strangled body found in a shower on the second floor of the home. Detectives find DNA evidence at the home, but it doesn't match the husband or anyone in their system.
Nancy, the case went cold for more than two decades before new analysis tools finally gave detectives a clue as to the identity of the killer, Leslie's daughter Lauren's high school boyfriend, Eugene Gligor. The teens were broken up at the time of the murder, but Lauren was surprised Gligor didn't attend her mom's funeral since they dated for 5 years. She says never in a million years did she imagine he would hurt her mother. Gligor's DNA was found in multiple locations throughout the home, but the most damning, under Leslie's fingernails.
Cops arrest Gligor, who admits to the brutal murder. He faces a max of 30 years behind bars on murder 2. Sentencing set August 28. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In New Orleans, a jail maintenance worker is under arrest, accused of helping 10 inmates escape after allegedly being threatened at knife point. 22-year-old Nicholas Grigsby told investigators he shut off water to a jail cell toilet, exposing a hole in the wall the men used to flee early on the morning of May 16th. One of the inmates, he says, had stabbed him days earlier and forced him to cooperate. Authorities call it one of the largest jailbreaks in recent U.S. history. Graffiti found inside the cell read, "Too easy, LOL." Grigsby is being held on $1.1 million bond. Five inmates, including 19-year-old murder suspect Corey Boyd, are back in custody. Sheriff Susan Hudson says multiple failures, including a lone guard on duty and delayed response, made the escape possible. She's now suspended her re-election campaign, citing a need to restore public trust. In a rare move, Kansas Parole Board has rescinded its decision to release a man convicted of killing a state trooper nearly five decades ago. Our correspondent Sydney Sumner has the details.
The Kansas Prisoner Review Board has reversed its earlier decision to grant parole to Jimmy K. Nelms, now 78, who was convicted in 1979 for the aggravated kidnapping and murder of Kansas Highway Patrol trooper Conroy O'Brien during a traffic stop on the Kansas Turnpike near Matfield Green. Nelms was sentenced to two life terms plus 9 years, but became eligible for parole under the more lenient laws of the time. The board's initial decision to grant parole in March sparked outrage from law enforcement groups and bipartisan political leaders, including Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach. Following a new hearing on May 16th, the board rescinded its decision, citing the overwhelming public outcry and concerns over public safety. The Kansas State Troopers Association expressed relief, stating, quote, "Today, justice was reaffirmed, and we are grateful." This case has reignited discussions about the parole process in Kansas, particularly the 2011 restructuring that shifted board appointments from gubernatorial to Department of Corrections control, a move critics argue has reduced accountability.
The Nelms case has prompted renewed calls to reform Kansas's parole process. State lawmakers say changes to how board members are appointed may be next.
Thanks, John. Family of Amy Wang, 24, says she spends most evenings at home in San Mateo, California, in gray pajamas. When Amy doesn't show up for work, her parents are alarmed. Police find her car with hazard lights flashing abandoned on the westbound San Mateo Bridge. Dashcam footage shows her at 2:21 a.m. walking on the bridge in her pajamas. Her dad uses a backup key to search the car, finding her wallet and phone inside, the house and car key missing. Security footage shows her car entering but not leaving the bridge. The footage not clear enough to see any activity of people on the bridge. Amy, 5'1", Asian, black hair, brown eyes. If you have info on Amy Wang, please contact San Francisco Police Department, 415-553-0120. 1-800-273-8823. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.